One second. Okay, good, good, good. All right. Welcome to Wisconsin, Rambam Yomi. We left off in Parak Zayin, Hilchos Erech and Mecharamim. Just to let you know, we have two prakim left in all of Sefer Havla. So today we'll do Parak Zayin, tomorrow we'll do Parak Ches. And then we'll start Sefer Zrayim. Okay, so the Rambam's going to continue now with, obviously, again, more halachas regarding Hekdesh. And let's get going. Halach Aleph. Hekdeshos, ein podinus on lo b'karka, v'lo b'avadam shrei hukshu l'karkavs. So as we know, when it comes to redeeming that which you set aside for the Beis HaMikdash, you can't redeem it, for instance, with land. And you can't redeem it with servants because they basically are considered like land. And you can't use a contract, or let's say an IOU, mesh ain't gufan mamon. Always remember, a contract is not worth anything. It only represents the value of something else. So even something like, any metaltalin can be used, even something that's worth, whose value is in wheat or let's say barley or grains, even that could be used. But the point is that you can't use the equivalent. Now, this we also saw plenty of times. When you redeem something, okay, you always have to add a fifth. So we're going to get into a little bit how that works here. We've seen this already. It doesn't matter if it was the Makdish or his wife or his inheritors. In every situation, they always go ahead and add a fifth in the time of pidyon. And even when it comes to a fifth, it can only come from a tatlin. It can't come from karka. That's always an important point. The chomish is added to the value that you're redeeming. Remember, the object is, let's say, is worth 10 bucks. If you add the chomish to it, the chomish also has a status of hektish as well. Halacha gimel. Now, podek kedashav, ain't a chomish makif. But let's say when a person goes ahead and redeems that which is makdish, okay, and he doesn't pay the chomish, it's not makif, okay? El ma'acha shenasu sakaren, once you give the principal over, let's say the 10 bucks, Yatza hekdesh l'chulin u'mutalah nosbo. Automatically, the hekdesh is no longer considered hekdesh. It's considered non-hekdesh or regular usage, and you can benefit from it. Now, of course, Chazal step in and say, rabbinically, you're not allowed to go ahead and benefit from it until you give the fifth, because what's going to happen? Because you'll just never pay it. Meaning, once a person sees he can benefit from it, they'll forget, so to speak, to ever pay the fifth. Aval b'Shabbos, when you own a Shabbos, it's hirlo lechol. Now, for instance, on Shabbos, even though the Chachamim say you can't get hana from it, they matred you. They allowed you to get hana from this object in Shabbos because of Oneg Shabbos. Even if you didn't pay the fifth yet. Another reason why they're makel is because the accountants are, so to speak, demanding it. Since they're demanding it, that's why they're a little more makel when it comes to what it calls benefit from it. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Why does the Chomish have the status of hektish? Sort of what is chal on the Chomish once the Karen is paid and it's nifta?
Oh, so I mean, to give it a halachic identity, it means because really, even though we say that once the Karen is given, it's considered now redeemed, it would seem like it's one unit of money, meaning that it's like saying, like, I know, it's a good question. I got to think about that. I hear what you're asking. It's a good question.
Because I'm sort of saying, like, right. Misafek, all of his money
right.
should be hekdesh until he pays the chamash.
Right, right. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a funny, you can almost argue that in the Lacha Gimel, the Rambam's like saying how Chazal are kind of like astonished by this heter from the Torah, because it doesn't seem to make sense. Good question. I'll think about it. It's a very good question. Allah Hadal. Okay. Kachem is be'ach shenofahem mum benifta. Okay. Switching gears a little bit. Let's say you have something that's designated for as a korban. And what happens? The animal, let's say, gets a blemish and it is redeemed. Okay, the impadam makdish atzmo, if the person who consecrated the animal is the one who redeems it, most of chomish kashar hekdesh. So then he would add a fifth like you would to any other type of hekdesh. The makdish shepadal atzmo, who should most of chomish, lo meskaper ba shepada. This is also very important. The purpose who, what it called, to who's makdish it, right, he's the one who must add the chomish, but not the person who, let's say, we'll get to this later in korbanos, but the person who gets a kapara, an atonement for the korban, he's not the one. Okay, the hekdesh rishon who shechayev v'tosefes chomish. Okay, we're gonna. You'll see what this is in the next halacha. But a level, the first or called primary hekdesh, that's the one that's chayiv in the additional chomesh. Aval hekdesh sheni, that's a secondary or a derivative hekdesh. You'll see that next halacha. And a mosif alav chomesh. Okay, do not add a fifth to that payment. Only the initial hekdesh gets the chomesh, not a derivative from that hekdesh. Okay, now what is this hekdesh sheni? Halacha hay lefikach. So here's an example of how this is going to work. Okay, let's say someone was able to, and you could do this when it comes to hekdesh. You can, in a sense, it's not a game, but you can take hekdesh from A, remove it, and apply it to B. So if a person went ahead and was chalal behema on a behema shnia, let's say he went ahead and transferred the hekdesh from one animal to a second animal, whether it's a hekdesh for upkeep of the base of mikdash, or it's a hekdesh for a korban that had a mum, o shehemir b'kachim mizbeach, or let's say he did a tmura, an exchange, right, with another animal. Again, animal A exchanged animal B that's set aside for the mizbeach, kishu podes ashnia shechal aleah, right, o es a tmura la'atzmo, ina mosu chomash. Here's the key. Let's just focus on the first one. When he redeems the second animal, the one that he took the hekdesh from A and applied to B, when he redeems B, he's not chayim chomash. Only in the primary animal, not the one that he transferred the hekdesh to. Allah above. Now, hamafrish asham lehiskaper bo v'nafu b'mum v'hosav lav chomish v'cholo al behema acheres. Okay, so it's a complex case. The Rambam is unsure about what happens here. Let's say a person went ahead and he was makdish an animal for a korban asham. Okay, a quote unquote guilt offering because of to get kapara from it. Okay, and what happens? That animal acquires a blemish, and what does he do? He adds a fifth to its value and then transfer the Kedusha to a different behemoth, right? Veniskaper ba'asham acher, okay? And what happens? He then is what he called, he gets his kapara from a different asham now. Veniska behema shechal le'alareya, right? And then what happens? The animal, what he called, the animal which had the hektish transferred from, it's allowed to wander in the fields. Kamoshi is barab mekomo. You'll see how that halacha works later. Harihu safek imosif le'achomesh. Now, there's a question of, would it be mosif chomesh, okay? Again, there's a third on the third animal now. Is there an inyan of mosif chomesh or not? Ho'avahu korban ola. Now, since this is going to be a korban ola, right? Who guf echad a kedusha acheres, and basically it's a different thing altogether, a different kedusha. O'ein a mosif leah chomesh v'nei shehi ba mikol hekdesh rishon. So again, since we say it's only because that original hekdesh that any other future hekdeshes emerges, shekavar hosif alav chomesh, and since he already added, remember he paid chomesh in the first one, so we say that since this one's a derivative from it. And it came because of that, and he already fulfilled his chomesh requirement. That's why he would not be chayev to pay another chomesh for this animal. Alach hazayin. Now, kachay bedek abayis.
What exactly is the case there?
So, a case like this. Let's go a little slower. Let's say the guy set aside an animal, right, for the purpose of a korban asher. Okay, and what happened? The animal got a mum. Now, what does he do? So then he adds a fifth to its value. In evaluating it, he now adds a fifth to it. So whatever, let's say it was $10 and he adds a fifth to that. The chalal behemah cheres. And what does he do? He then transfers that kedusha, okay, to a different animal, okay, based on that value. So he builds the chomesh into the very valuation itself, then transfers that kedusha to another animal of that complete value. And then v'niskaper ba'asham acher, okay. And then what happens? He brings a different korban for his asham, right? V'niska behemah shechalal l'reya. And then he takes the animal, right, that he went ahead and transferred Kedusha to, and he allows it to go ahead and wander in the field. So now you have three
and animals. And why? I thought he transferred it to the second animal that was brought as an asham.
No, because it's got an asham acher. Okay. And then the niska behemah
shechal l'areya. Yeah. Okay. That's one. Okay.
Yeah. It's a confusing case. All right. Okay. Now, in Lach HaZayin, Kachay Bedek Abayis in Osin Tzmura. Okay. So when it comes to tmura, there's a mesechta in Gemara called tmura. Tmura literally means exchanging of A for B, okay? When it comes to things that animals, let's say, that are set aside for upkeep of the base mikdash, we don't do exchange of animals for them. Shelo dana tara b'tmura abel kachem yizbeach. You can only exchange A to B or transfer kedusha A to B, so to speak, when it comes to situations of that which is set aside for a korban. Ketzah, so what's an example? Hayu lefana behemas chulen ubehemas kachay bedek abayis. Let's say he has in front of him an animal that is non-hektish, and an animal that was set aside for upkeep of the base of Mikdash, Amar Zu Chalufa Zu, Ozu Tzmura Zu, and he says, okay, this animal, meaning the Chulin one, is exchanged for the behema that's set aside for koche betakabayas, he hasn't said anything. Avaim amar harezu tachazu, always about language here, harezu michulelis also, dvar kayamim. But if he says this is in place of the other, or he says the kedusha of this one is being transferred to that one, then it works. V'yatzasa behema rishon l'chulim v'nispasa shniyah. What happens? The first animal reverts back to being its old status, and the second one is it becomes derivative, is derived kedusha, and it has the status of being hektish. It doesn't matter if something is set aside for base and mikdash upkeep, or if something is set aside for the korban. If the animal acquires a blemish, so basically, it's always critical to know that when you redeem it, okay, you always redeem it for the their value. Okay, you look at the market value. Then with the mum, then avar b'chalam alpachas b'shavim. But let's say you went ahead and in doing this redemption and transferring kedusha, let's say you did it less than the value. Afilu hekdesh shavim me'adina shachalal shavar pruta. Even if let's say I was makdish the thing I was makdish. Let's say the property is worth 100 dinar, and what happened? And I use something that's only worth a shavar pruta to redeem it. Hareza zupidoi. Okay, v'yatzal chulin mutal hanaspos. Even though we want an accurate value of redemption, even if you used an incorrect amount, it would actually go ahead. You'll see what the Chum is saying about this in a second. Technically speaking, the pigeon's good, and therefore the object loses status of hektish, even though you, in a sense, undervalued the value of the thing. And with Divrei Sofrim, of course, the Chacham come along and say, Shutzar Chakiras Damim, the Chayav Hashem is Damim. No. So the Chacham come along and say, you must always evaluate its worth, and the person can never undervalue it. So if he brings, let's say, a dime to redeem something that's worth a dollar, the Chacham are going to make him make up the difference. Okay? So you'll see in the Lachatess. Ketza. Haislo behemas kachim izbeach shenafav amum. Let's say he has an animal that is set aside for the mizbeach and a mum occurs to the animal. Very he shava asara. Let's say it's worth 10. Ubehemas chulin sheshava chamisha. And he has a regular animal that's not hektish, it's worth 5. Bomber, and he says, Hare zum lechulolos alzu. And he says, okay, I'm transferring the kedusha of A to B. But remember, it's from 10 to 5. Hare zum niftes, he can redeem it. Vyatzos lechulin, the animal loses status of hektish. Abal tzarek lahashem bachamisha. But he must pay, he owes the base of mikdash 5. Vechani maisa behem rishona, koche bedek abayis. Let's say the first animal was set aside for upkeep of the base of mikdash. Harezu yatsasachulin li gazez ulhaved. So that animal is perfectly fine. You can shear it. You can work in the fields. V'tikanes hashniya tachtiyad din Torah. And the second one is able to replace it midoresa. Aval madivrayim. But of course, the chacham come along and say tzara chakiras damim. You must come to an exact evaluation. Im haisazu shachal le'ashavu yashin demeah. So it's very nice that he transferred one to the other. But at the end of the day, everything has to come out even. Me the Rabbana. It always has to be even. So if a guy tries to shaft the base of mikdash, so to speak, of what they're owed, the base of mikdash, me the Rabbana, will come and get that money. Alachayun. Now, Sama Osa Shlosha. Okay, so let's say Shamu Osa Shlosha. Let's say three people come along and evaluate an animal. Ramu Shizu B'dameya. Okay, and they all say they're of equivalent value. Afilu Ba'o Acher, right? Kemeya. Even if 100 people came after those three, Ramu Shal Kodesh Haisa Yafe. Let's say three people evaluate and say it's worth 10. 100 people come afterwards and say, no, it's worth 100. Ain't a chozer. We don't go back on it. Because even though Chachamim demands an exact evaluation, they didn't go nuts about this. Let's say only two people evaluated, and then three come along, and they say, what do you call it? They say that this person is trying to get away with paying less, basically, to scam the base of mikdash. Then we go back on it. So the minimal standard is three people evaluation. That's considered an objective evaluation. Allah yadal.
But ona of a sixth is not allowed here.
No, it's not. That's correct. Okay, Allah yadal. Okay, ein poden as a hektish achsara ela b'chakiras damin kamosh v'yarnim. Okay. So when it comes to redeeming hektish, okay, we don't eyeball it, okay? As we said, we don't eyeball it. We don't say, I think that animal is worth X. We give it an exact amount. Vim pada yad hektish al halyona, okay? Now, if someone went ahead and did redeem it, okay, the house, right, so to speak, always wins, or the base of mikdash always is going to get the upper hand in such an evaluation. So Ketza, so what's an example? Parazu tachas parazu shal hektish. So a guy comes along and says, I'm going to transfer the hektish from this cow to that cow. Talazu tachazu shal hektish, or same thing by, let's say, his shirt or a talis. All right, hektishu pidui biyad hektish alayona. Okay, so the redemption is good, but the evaluation will always, the advantage will always be to the base of Mikdash, the upper amount. Im ha'isashniya yafa min rishona biyoser. So let's say the second one, okay, the second one is worth more than the first one. Lochuno sah gizbarin b'shoskin. What happens? The accountants take the money and they don't say a word. Vim ena yafa, but let's say it's not as nice. Mishal mes adam kumash run b'osiv chomash. Then he must make up the difference and add the chomash. Aval im amar. Okay, so that's the obvious case. So again, if the base of mikdash is going to be making out with more money, they don't say anything. They don't protest making more money. Aval im amar tala zub eser slam tachas tala shal hekdash or upara zub eser slam tachas upara zub shal hekdash. But let's say the guy is very specific. He says the hekdash of, let's say, this cow, okay, of 10 slam for this cow, right? Afilu haitza shal hekdash shava chamesh, even if the hekdash one is worth 5, vishalo eser, and his is worth 10, harizah mosiv chamesh, he still has to add a fifth, v'nosen shnei shtei slam umechsa, and he has to give 2.5 slam, shari bedomim ktsuvim pada, because he redeemed this with a fixed amount. And the second one doesn't get chomesh because that's a derived hekdesh like we saw before. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
No, I was just not understanding why in the first case here where it says hagizbarin shotkin.
Because they're making money off of it.
No, but if they're not making 25% more, then they need to charge part of the chomesh, don't they?
No, because assuming they are. No, let's say the second one is better, which means that the guys end up he's paying more. The base of mikdash is making more off of it.
But he's not paying, so it would have to be better.
I'm sorry, yeah, they're getting more. I apologize. They're getting more for it. They're getting right, a better thing. Yeah.
Right, but they have to be getting more than 1.25 times the original value for not to charge the chomesh.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just like the idea that they're shoskin. Like, never look a gift horse in the mouth, you know? Also, it's a great idea to say that the house rules. It's a phenomenal concept. Okay, Lachir Beis. Hapodim yada hekdesh, meshech b'mana. Okay? Let's say someone goes ahead and redeems from hekdesh, and he takes the item for himself, okay? And it's worth, let's say, a mana, let's say $100. Lo hispik liten adamim, ad she'amad b'masayim, nosem masayim, okay? But let's say it was worth 100, but he didn't pay it, and he took it already, and it turns out it appreciates in value and doubles and goes up to 200. Shenemar v'nasan esek, it said he has to give 200 then. Shenemar v'nasan esek kesev, the kamlo b'nasin esek kesev hu shalo. Okay? So it becomes yours when you actually pay the money. So if you take the object and redeeming it, right? But it turns out, but you didn't pay for it yet. And it turns out it goes up in value, you owe that difference. Mashlu b'masayim v'lo hispik li'tan es adamim. Let's say he took it when it was worth 200, okay? And let's say it didn't depreciate yet to 100, right? Ach amma b'mana, nosan b'masayim. But even if it goes down in value, he's still obligated to give that 200, that original amount. Because the base of Mikdash can't be weaker than the power of an average person. He acquires it through taking it, okay? And therefore, he's obligated for its value. Let's say he redeems it at 200, right? And let's say he pays for it, right? But he didn't take it yet. Until it depreciates in value. Too late. You already purchased it by giving the money. Good news for the base of Mikdash. They end up getting 200 as a result. Let's say he redeemed it for 100 and he paid. But he didn't actually take the object until it appreciated in value. What's redeemed is done. And he only has to, this is the exception, he only has to give the money that he gave, the 100. We don't say here, lo yekoh hedjo chomri koh chakdash. Shafilo hedjo, because even by the average person, any yochol lachzerbo, he can't go back on this, achi kabal mishapara. We're going to get to what that principle is later on. It's called mishapara. Kemoshe yizbar b'mkomo, it comes up later. Vein hektesh roi lekabal mishapara. And as a general rule, you cannot, mishapara is like a tochacha. You can't give this type of tochacha, what do you call it, in this kind of situation. The tochacha is only appropriate in certain situations. And again, we'll see what mishapara is much later. Okay, last few cases deal with this kind of concept. A person's makish everything that belongs to him, and of course, included in that is v'haisa alav ksubas isha ushtari bali chobos. It turns out he has either an IOU, something he owes someone else, or his ksuba that belongs to his wife. Any isha yichol lagabos ksubasim in hekdash. His wife actually cannot collect the money that's owed to her from the base of mikdash. And the guy owed the debt also can't collect it. Hekdesh actually completely undermines the previous, so to speak, debts or money owed. Aval kashen yimkor hekdesh hakarka shelo. But when the Beis Hamikdash sells, let's say, his property, because remember, he pledged all as a chasim, right? The teitzei sadeh lechulin, the field becomes non-hekdesh. Yeshival chavlisha legavos minapodesh reisha shibuda omen al karkazu. They can go ahead then and collect. So once the Beis Hamikdash sells, let's say, his articles, and it become chulin, then the wife or the person who's owed the money can go ahead and collect their funds. Halach dasvav, hal demazeh domeh. So what's this like? Lishnei lekuchos, okay, like two, let's say, people purchased. One of them went ahead and bought a field, let's say, from the husband, right? And the other one from the first purchaser. Shekasva l'rishon din udvarim, ein le'imcha, right? Umacha l'sheni, shehi terepes min l'sheni. So what happens? The woman says to the first person who purchased, I don't have any aimly imach, I have nothing against you, okay? Then he goes ahead and sells it to the second person. She can go ahead and get the money from the second person. We saw this case a long, long time ago when we were discussing ksuba, that she has the right to get her ksuba even if the field, let's say, was sold to a second purchaser, because she can always say it was never able to be sold to begin with. It was hers. Alacha tezayin. The case of Podin Karkazu. So how is this type of land redeemed? Mashbinas isho balchov tchila, right? So going back to the case in Halacha Yudalit. So the woman or the person who's owed the debt make a shvua, kedera kol abali parim and achasim shibatim, like anytime they're coming to get paid for what they think is owed to them. V'achach machrizin aleim shishim yom b'bok of Erev, and then 60 days, there's a public announcement of sale, kemosh b'yarnu, the omden kama adam rotz l'tem esod al-manas l'tem l'isha ksuvasa l'balchov eschoba. And we evaluate, we say, how much is a person willing to give for this field in order to go ahead and pay this woman what's owed her for the ksuba? And after the field is redeemed and the purchaser purchases it, even with one dinar, because it always enters by hektesh, it always has to be something used for payment. It would be a bizayon if no money, if it was just given away for free. Now the redeemer must go turn around and pay the woman what's owed her for the ksuba, or the person owed the debt. Even if the field is worth, let's say the debt is 100 and the field's only worth 90, because when he redeemed it knowing this would be the case. Right? But let's say the debt is twice the value of the field. Right? So let's say the field's worth 100 and the debt's 200. This is where we draw the line. It's not considered a redemption with this intention in mind. Rather, it just redeems unconditionally. Because if you made the stipulation, and if someone knew that they would have to pay twice the value, then they would never redeem the field. That's the line that the halacha draws when it comes to this type of redemption. Halacha yizan. A makdish called the chasav. Let's say a person is makdish everything that he owns, v'achra girish ishto, and then he divorces his wife. The gabasuk suvasa mina poda, mina hekdesh, right? And then what happens? So now he says, you know what? You have to go, what do you call it? What's the result of the divorce? He says to her, you have to go get your ksuba from that which is redeemed from the base of Mikdash. Okay? Eno goba ashiyad yirena hana. Okay, so it is not, she cannot collect from what she's owed by the ksuba until he makes a neder. Shema kinyuna asu al hekdesh, because it's possible maybe he's trying to trick the Beis Hamikdash. Vein omrim ilu ratza haya omer b'ta'usi hekdashti, because we don't want to say that maybe he'll say that, you know what, I made a mistake when I made this thing hekdesh. Vishal hekdesh al chacham yachzolo. And what's going to happen is he'll go ask the chacham to get him out of that hekdesh. Halach yuchas. V'chein, ein ne'man lomar achar shehekdesh mana l'ploni chov alayu klizesh l'ploni hu. So too, let's say someone's makdesh, let's say his baseball card collection. So we don't trust a person to say, listen, I owe this person a certain amount of money, okay, based on what he did. Shema yasu kinyuna al hekdesh, because maybe he's trying to trick the Beis Hamikdash. V'afilu hayashtar biyad bal chov, even if there's a contract, an IOU in the hands of the person who's owed the money, eno gova al pizeh el kederach shagomu kol bai chovetz kosh miyano. Rather, he collects what's owed to him like any other case of debts. Alacha yotes v'medvar morim bibari. So this only applies if someone is healthy. V'acholash hekdesh kol nachasav. Let's say someone is sick. He's in a very, very, he's in a very bad state, and he's makdish kol nechasim, everything that he owns. Let's say he says, at the time that he's makdish something, he also says, I owe that guy $100, okay? We believe him. Because as a general rule, a person doesn't try to trick the base of mikdash when he's about to die. the chotel acherim and make other people sin. Because he's going to die. Not a good time to get people to sin. Therefore, if he said, that's why if he says, give this to a guy that I owe money to, we do it without him making a shvua. But if he doesn't say to give, we don't give. Unless he had an extra star in his hand. Because basically he is, he's taking from the base of Mikdash, from his deathbed. Right. After his hektish, after he makes it, he's makdish his property. He said, "Tnu, give it to that guy." Ain't shemalah. We don't listen to him. Elahareihu kishar ba'lechobos. It's like any other debt. In this guy mishtar nishva v'gomi to podev loman hektish. And therefore, he can never take it from the hektish. He can only take it from that which is redeemed. Finally, lachachaf mishiyatzalav kol. Let's say a rumor goes out shehifkir es nechasav that this guy was mafkir all his stuff. Ohikdishan, or let's say he was Makdishit or Achiman or another type of Hakdish, in Choshimlo, we don't believe this, Achatiyashim Raibur, until we see actual evidence of that being the case. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish up Sefer HaFla tomorrow with Parakhes in Hilchos Erechim Mecharam.